Hare Krishna. So, we're here for us, at least, for our last day here in Slovenia, Ljubljana. We will be back on the 17th for Yoga is Music. But for us, it's always a little bit sad to leave here, since we feel we've become part of Slovenian family over the few years that we've been coming. Thank you for always welcoming us here every time we come. We feel very, very grateful for all of you. And this temple always has some of the best festivals throughout the summer that we travel to. So we always look forward to coming to Ljubljana. So before we start singing today, I would like to talk a little bit about chanting the holy name, which we do every day, but we never really hear from each one of us how chanting the holy name actually has affected our lives personally. So I would like to start with sharing a little bit from myself, and maybe we can hear from 2-3 of you how chanting has affected your life, and then I would like to read something from one of Srila Prabhupada's books. So, for myself, I was born into a devotee family, for those of you who don't know. My parents are Prabhupada disciples, and I grew up in Gurukul in New Vrindavan. Gurukul is a school where spiritual study is being taught, and also kirtan and learning instruments and things like that. So I went there for many years, and when I was a teenager, of course, the years of rebellion came, and I decided to do something else. I decided to look for my own values in life. So I left the community. I went and got an education as a graphic designer. I went into the professional world. I was many years a professional graphic designer for different companies in Germany. And I kind of lost sight of my original identity that I had as a child. And I actually completely blinded it out to who I was. I didn't use my devotee name. I was using my legal name in my passport. And so years passed on and passed on. And material energies entangled me more and more. How life goes about. You have a good job. What do you need next? You need a nice apartment. You need a nice car. You need a nice vacation. All these things start accumulating, looking for some kind of satisfaction, for some kind of fulfillment in life. But there was never a feeling of fulfillment or satisfaction. There was always an empty feeling of disconnection and unhappiness. So somehow, for my good fortune, some things in my life started changing, and my material road became quite troublesome and rough. So I was forced to look back at myself and to discover who I actually am. And in that process, I discovered that I am not this materialistic person that I thought I was and that I was striving for. It's not making me happy. I'm actually a devotee, someone who had been taught spiritual values, spiritual traditions, things that have actually enriched me as an individual in the past. I had neglected all of that and I had fallen prey to material goals and material desires. So that journey back to my original identity begun. And a big role in that journey played also my dear wife here, Vrindavaneshwari, who always supported me in that. But the process back to being a devotee, to finding back to my original identity, was chanting. So for me, chanting the holy name opened the door to discovering who I originally was when I came into this devotee association and born into the devotee association. And it continues to help me discover who I actually am as an individual and what service I can offer to all of you and what service I can offer to Lord Krishna. So in due course of time, chanting has completely consumed my life now. Now all we do is travel from one place to another, singing the holy name, and it can't be better. I've never been more satisfied and more happy than I am now. And materially speaking, looking at it, there's no material benefit in that sense. It's not like you can live off of doing kirtan. We still have material needs that need to be met. But for me as a person, as an individual, I feel so much more fulfilled, so much more satisfied, and so much more connected to who I actually am and what I need to be doing in my life. And the chanting has also created for me so many new, wonderful relationships with so many different people around the world that I could never have imagined before, isolated in my materialistic lifestyle. So this has been a journey for me for many years now, and I'm very grateful to be here and be able to serve you in some way. And please bless me to continue doing what we're doing. And I'm very grateful for the holy name and for chanting, and I wish we can continue until who knows when. So does anyone feel inspired to share how chanting has affected their life in any way? Anyone want to share something personal about chanting?
So the question is, what does kirtan mean to you? Who wants to share? You can just pass the
Don't mic. Be so shy. It's just a microphone.
You should just pass the mic and see the table.
Ne vem, mogoče kar v angleščini govorim, se prevodi, a ne? So for me, kirtan and the holy name is like a refuge in everyday life. I have so many activities to do, and when I come to kirtan and when I sit down, I just forget about all these things and I can really just dedicate to the holy name. And I can actually be at peace with myself. And at the same time, because I have quite critical mind, when I'm in kirtan, I can really forget about all the, defaults that I usually see in others, in myself, or in the environment around me. So I can just be there with the holy name and be happy and peaceful.
Anybody else like to share something personal about chanting? Oh, all the way in the back.
I would just say one sentence.
Yes, you can also say two if you like.
No, I will just say one sentence. It is my private time with Krishna.
Yeah.
This is the teaching that Vaisakhi Prabhu gave me, and really I sat down in my heart. So at that time, if I'm alone or with in kirtan, this is my private time with Krishna. And as we know, Krishna has a special personality, and I'm individual, and I'm with him, and it's really special for me.
Hare Krishna. Holy name for me goes all the way back to when I was 12 years old, when I was giving holy name Maha Mantra by my school friend. And even back then, we were 12 years old, and he was chanting all the time, sitting in the first row, and I was sitting behind him. And somehow I knew there's something special about this school friend. It wasn't like I liked him as a boy or something, but I found him really interesting. So we kind of became really good friends. And he would always share some Krishna Leelas with me. And he would never study, and I would fill out his tests. So I must have gotten some Agyata Sukriti, and Krishna gradually brought me here. And somehow, when I was in my life, when I was in some sort of a danger or troubles or life seemed to be really shaky. It's a really blessing. It's a really challenging process how we can turn big challenges into blessings. And it's teaching me how to take shelter in the holy name. Not to, you know, search for, I don't know, what kind of knowledge or solution, but just chant, and Krishna changes everything. So this, I feel really deep gratitude to the holy name, and I'd like to develop deeper relationship with the holy name and chant more attentively and be more personal with the listening and singing the holy name. Thank you.
Anyone else? Maybe one more? Here in the front.
Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. One of the best experiences I had with the Holy Name was on Woodstock. When it's big party there, especially at 10, 11 p.m. when everyone basically they are just dancing and the whole stage is moving, you know, like in waves, you know, like in the sea. So it's like big transcendental party. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna.
So maybe we can conclude now. I just would like to read something from Srila Prabhupada's book. Could I get the microphone?
Thank you so much for sharing all your experiences. It would be wonderful to continue, but then we would run out of time. So I will conclude here. This is from Chant and Be Happy, the introduction. I tend to return to this text quite often because sometimes in all reading all the scriptures, we can kind of lose contact with basic first step first steps that we take. So this introduction for me is always helpful for me to return to that. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the transcendental vibration established by the chanting of Hare Krishna is the sublime method for reviving our transcendental consciousness. As living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities. But due to our association with matter from time immemorial, our consciousness is now adulterated by material atmosphere. The material atmosphere in which we are now living is called Maya or illusion. Maya means that which is not. And what is this illusion? The illusion is that we are all trying to be lords of material nature, while actually we are under the grip of her stringent laws. When a servant artificially tries to imitate the all-powerful master, he is said to be in illusion. We are trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but actually we are becoming more and more entangled in her complications. Therefore, although we are engaged in a hard struggle to conquer nature, we are ever more dependent on her. This illusory struggle against material nature can be stopped at once by revolving of our internal Krishna consciousness. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the transcendental process for reviving this original pure consciousness. By chanting this transcendental vibration, we can cleanse away all misgivings within our heart. The basic principle of all such misgivings is the false consciousness that I am the Lord of all I survey. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. This consciousness is the original, natural energy of the living entity. When we hear this transcendental vibration, this consciousness is revived. This simplest method of meditation is recommended for this age. By practical experience also, one can perceive that by chanting this Maha Mantra, or the great chanting for deliverance, one can at once feel transcendental ecstasy coming through from the spiritual statum. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra is enacted from the spiritual platform, and thus this sound vibration surpasses all lower strata of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. There is no need, therefore, to understand the language of the mantra, nor is there any need for mental speculation, nor any intellectual adjustment for chanting this Maha Mantra. It is automatic, coming from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in the chanting without any previous qualification. There is no doubt that chanting takes one immediately to the spiritual platform, and one shows the first symptom of this in the urge to dance along with the chanting of the mantra. We have seen this practically. Even a child can take part in the chanting and dancing. Of course, for one who is not too entangled in material life, it takes a little more time, but even such a materially engrossed man is raised to the spiritual platform very quickly. When the mantra is chanted by a pure devotee of the Lord in love, it has the greatest efficiency and the greatest effect on the hearers. And as such, this chanting should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord so that immediate effects can be achieved. These three words, namely Hare, Krishna, and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the Supreme Father's grace, and the Lord reveals Himself to the devotees who chant this mantra sincerely. So, Radha will begin. For half an hour she will sing. So please all join in and sing sincerely from your heart and like a child calling out for its mother. Thank you. Hare Krishna.